I'm Eric Harley. We're at the Mid-America Trucking Show. Joining us right now is Gretchen Jackson with CFI. Gretchen, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Eric?
I'm doing well. Kevin Kimmel is also here from CFI. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Gretchen, a lot of people have been kind of watching the name change.
Yeah.
CFI is back.
Yes. I always make a joke that I've been at the company for almost 26 years, but in the last 20 months, I've worked for three different carriers. Isn't that crazy? Yes. In October, we were acquired by a company and changed our name back to CFI. So we are back to CFI.
All right. And it's, you know, it's a name that many drivers have known for a long, long time.
Yep. Very well respected. Very well known in the industry. Known for treating our drivers with the respect that they deserve, which is exactly what we do. Understanding their needs, their trials, their tribulations, and just being able to empathize with what they need.
Yeah. And tell us right now what opportunities you guys might have at CFI for drivers.
Oh, my gosh, Eric. There's been so many changes in the last several months. It's been pretty exciting. So, you know, our core values is respect and family. And we've just really gone back to a family-type atmosphere. We've changed to where we have a guaranteed home policy because we know that drivers are out over the road. They can't make family vacation plans or anything of that nature because as an over-the-road driver, you never know when you're going to be able to get home. So now we've changed it to where we have a guaranteed home time policy. Drivers can make doctor's appointments and plans. We've had a pay increase. You know, we've really worked with educating everybody in the building to just know that they are our family.
Yeah.
If those guys aren't out there driving those trucks, hauling that freight, then we're not going to have those office jobs. Yeah. So they really are. They're the ones that are making us our money. We love them, and we treat them like family, and we treat them with the respect that they deserve. Yeah. Absolutely respect. It's a hard enough job. They need to be able to call a carrier or call whomever 24/7 and be able to get somebody on the phone that's willing to jump in and help them.
Yeah. A great organization, and again, I think drivers, again, know the name, but I think they know the reputation, don't they?
Yeah. Yes, I think they do, too.
And that's what's great about it because it for any of us who have been, you know, associated with the industry for any amount of time, when you see those companies that are doing it right and have that great reputation, you want them to be around. And seeing CFI come back as a brand is great for me because I know it means great things for drivers.
Yep, absolutely.
And of course the customers as well. And so it's awesome. Kevin, interesting situation. And the reason Kevin is here at the Mid-America Trucking Show is that he's working with Truckers Against Trafficking. Give us a little bit of an intro here, a little bit of a background, Gretchen, about what Kevin experienced.
Well, Kevin is, you know, he is one of our professional drivers, been a family member with us for on and off for several years and very, very respected in the industry. He actually witnessed a trafficking ring and had the willing and or the courage to intervene, and he stepped in and helped the law enforcement stop this issue that was going on at the truck stop. And I will let him explain it. It's a very compelling, very touching story, but it just kind of gives you the background of the type of drivers that we hire.
Yeah.
Most professional, best of the best.
And great stewards of the community that is the United States.
Yes.
I mean, because they're all over and they've got their eyes out, you know, for things that might not be right. And these are individuals who, and I know a number of them.
Yep.
And I can say this from knowing them. These are stand-up individuals, and I think across the board say a lot of great things about the industry and about CFI.
Yep, absolutely. And Kevin is one of absolutely the best of the best. So, Kevin, tell us your story.
Kevin, when did this happen?
This was early January 2015 after some night drops. As I pulled into a truck stop, it was pretty empty, being everybody was out on day runs. And I noticed a couple slots over from me, an older RV that doesn't really fit into my world. Usually they park out front.
Right.
With seniors.
Yeah.
They're gone in the morning. This one was there during the day. It didn't look like your typical RV. It had blackout curtains. And I witnessed some stuff I saw a man go in there a couple times. Mm. And I saw that there was activity in it. And I thought, this isn't really my business, I eventually saw what I thought was a young girl look out the curtain, and she was abruptly pulled away.
So at that point, you know something's wrong.
Yeah, at that point. Well, I knew something was going on, but I didn't know it involved young kids.
Yeah, and now
and,
so...
put you, it together and decided to make a phone call.
So you make a phone call. Did you call 911?
No, I just Googled local police.
Okay, so you call their main number to their front desk.
Yep.
And you said, look, this is what I have witnessed.
Yep.
And they came out?
Within 5 minutes, there was two sheriff and two state police.
Wow.
And then from there, it just kind of unwound.
Yeah. Wow. What did we learn about that girl that was in that trailer?
Well, she'd been kidnapped from Iowa. This was in Virginia. And they had starved, deprived her of water, tortured, raped, sold her as they worked across the country, advertising her on things like Backpage. And they said that when they got her out of there, she would have probably been dead in about 2 days. She was so emancipated. So
you know, I mean, this is what organizations like Truckers Against Trafficking are all about. And it really is, you know, speak up. If you hear something, say something. Or
exactly.
If you see something,
yes.
Say something.
Exactly.
And it's real simple. It's real simple. I know, and you know, I know where you are in looking at something going, well, that's none of my business. But actually, when you're out there on the road and you see something, I think it becomes everybody's business when you know a situation just does not look right. And so what has happened since then? Did you have any follow-through with this young lady? Is she back with her family? Do we know?
She called me from the hospital.
Wow.
And thanked me. And, you know, we had a short conversation. She was still very weak. But I ended up getting a letter from her through the Attorney General of that area of the country.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
thanking us.
You know, and I'll just say it, with three daughters of my own and five granddaughters, my wife and all of her sisters and my mom and my sister and all of those who are trying to protect their daughters, I'm sure a lot of families will say, I thought it would never happen to me. But
it's
then,
huge.
And then that's what Truckers Against Trafficking is doing, informing people of how big this is, how big of a problem this is. And if it's happening at a truck stop, it's because, you know, there are people there that are engaged in behavior that they shouldn't be engaged in. You see something like that, it is, I believe, your duty to call somebody and say something.
Absolutely. And, you know, as a parent myself, I don't care if it's your business or not. If you feel like I'm doing something inappropriate, I would respect you for investigating it more so than just walking away and ignoring it. And and that is what Kevin did. And as he is a highway angel, absolutely, and a professional driver for CFI, and we can't tell you how much we appreciate having him as a family member of ours.
Well, I'll just tell you, you know, just you did a great thing that night. You saved a life. You saved a life.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, and so thank you to you. God bless you for doing that. We hope you have many more successful years there at CFI. We hope that that it can come back around for you. We know that it's working in that young lady's life right now.
I certainly hope so.
You know, so thank you. Gretchen, if they want to learn more about CFI, where can they go?
Oh, please go to CFIDrive.com or you can call us at 1-800-CFI-DRIVE. We are back. Just understand that we're back. We are a family-oriented carrier. We are there for our drivers. And we hire students, less than experienced drivers, and we take independent contractors. So please give us a call because we truly are back to the core values of respect. Safety first, obviously, but respect and family.
Yeah, great stuff. Great talking to you. Great news
Thank you.
All across the board. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Gretchen. We
Thank
appreciate
you for
it.
Having us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.